Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The easiest thing you'll ever do is keep your car serviced with Roda.
That's a real 5-star Google review from Diana S. And honestly, she nailed it. Roda is the DMV's most trusted auto shop. Maintenance, repairs, and detailing with free valet pickup and drop-off, no hidden fees and no pressure. Book in minutes at Roda.com and save 20% with code POD20. It's Roda. Duh.
A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash
and Paul Dottino.
Down the sideline, into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants!
From the offseason, through wins and the losses, it's time to take one Giants step.
Let's go. It's one giant step. I am Sean Morash, your host here. It is mid-July. It's July 17th. We are taping this on franchise tag deadline day. And the deadline has come and gone ahead of rookies reporting to training camp, which means from this point forward, one giant step will be out with you every single week. And in the near future, when preseason games start kicking around, we'll go back to twice a week. We'll try to reconnect with Paul, get things rolling. So if you have stayed with us throughout the offseason, if you're new to the show now, because this is a big day with the Saquon news, thank you. Welcome aboard. Make sure you click subscribe, download. Those are all very important to the work we do here at One Giant Step. Me, producer James, do that free on the Odyssey app, anywhere podcasts are available. And then every time a new episode drops, beep, 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 beep. You get that little alert in your phone. Damn, there's Sean. He's got one giant step. Let's do it. On top of that, a reminder, if you're a WFAN listener, if you're somebody who downloads the free on the Odyssey app, I will be with former Giant Tiki Barber, along with the quarterback of the new afternoon show, Evan Roberts, on the new Evan and Tiki show, launching WFAN free on the Odyssey app, 101.9 FM locally, 6:60 a.m. on Monday, a week from today, July 24th. Full-blown football training camp, obviously Mets, Yankees, all the baseball that we'll carve out throughout the rest of the season. But the new schedule officially goes into effect with me, a part of that new afternoon show with plenty of Giants football to discuss, amongst other things, because I can do other stuff besides Giants football. Come on now. But that being said, today a big day in Giants land, and I, for one, am happy. Look, Twitter is such a small percentage of the Giant fan base, so I don't want to do the thing where I get roped into Twitter and what everybody thinks there, but clearly that's an avenue, and you can follow me at Sean Morash, where I am, let's say, going at it with fans, or some high-fiving with some fans, disagreeing with some fans, which is great. It's all for the chatter. You're not going to find a bigger pro Joe Shane podcast this week than me. I am excited. I am thrilled. We have a competent front office. I mean, the way that this offseason was handled, did Daniel Jones maybe get a little more on average than he has proven because he still has an injury history? Sure. But the Giants structured that deal where, worst case scenario, they can get out after 2 years. The Saquon Barkley franchise tag was so pivotal for the Giants because he is still going to get $10 million this year, which now, look at the way the market has come back here a little bit. The Giants might have been caught in a spot where they were overpaying Saquon a little bit had he agreed in season. Saquon didn't. Saquon Barkley wanted to play this game in the offseason, and he appears to have lost. What the exact holdup was on guaranteed money, average annual values, at the time of taping at approximately 7 p.m. Eastern time here on July 17th, we don't fully know that. What we do know is there's no extension in place. Saquon Barkley tweeted in the immediacy, which if I'm his agents, I would have gotten a hold of his phone and said, don't send any smoke signals. Quote, it is what it is. Now, we could probably take an it is what it is approach and twist it a couple different ways. My initial reaction was it is what it is means he understands that's business and he's going to be out there. But there are reports from his camp that he may threaten to sit out week one. I heard Evan my future partner there in afternoons with Joe Beningo when the news broke, say that Mike Florio had said that, and I saw Ross Tucker, who I think is going to join us in the pod in August, say this as well, that there's still ways to finagle more on Saquon's plate here on the franchise tag, and maybe that's what he'd hold out for, whether it's a guarantee he wouldn't get tagged in year two, whether you could tack on more money, which I'm still in contact with people where I don't entirely think that's true, because technically that would not be the franchise tag then, and he could restart that clock on the franchise tag next year, unless he got those guarantees, of course, that he wouldn't be tagged, which why would the Giants do that? Why would the Giants guarantee that? Where is the leverage? I believe Saquon will be out there week one. I believe he'll sit out the majority of training camp, if not all of training camp. And by the way, I am fine with that. I am fine with Saquon Barkley not taking an odd cut in training camp and tearing something up. That might actually be beneficial to the team, because he has been, whether you want to point to 13 games played in those couple years where he didn't tear the ACL, guess what? He still missed games. And when he did play while injured, he wasn't the same player. Saquon Barkley has been oft injured for the Giants. Has been. And that's a major issue when considering paying a guy long term. You cannot pay him a three, dare I say, 4 year deal with guaranteed money in all of those years when no other team in the NFL was going to do that if he was free. And that's the truth. You saw what happened to Dalvin Cook. You saw what Joe Mixon had to grovel back to Cincinnati with. Derrick Henry, I mean, the Titans basically dangled him out as trade bait. Nobody was willing to take on his deal. And the 49ers last year in season, Carolina Panthers acknowledged, geez, this was a stupid contract we gave Christian McCaffrey. The Niners with those rookie quarterback deals, they were oddly the one good team that could make that move happen for them to fit him under the cap. These deals are disastrous. The same thing has happened to Josh Jacobs with the Raiders. He just happened to Tony Pollard with the Cowboys, and the NFL has gotten together here, whether it is, I'm forgetting the stupid word, not collaborate, collusion or not, they're not going to overpay, and you're not going to bid against yourself on running backs. So Saquon Barkley gets the franchise tag. Look, Saquon's not going to be, you know, crying poverty here for this 1 year. $10 million is a lot a year for 1 year on an NFL contract for any NFL player. Forget running back for a second. So Saquon Barkley's going to get his $10 million. I believe Saquon Barkley is going to play, and I believe that the Giants, first of all, Saquon's going to have no choice, whether he's angry or not, but to be motivated to play well, because guess what? If he does reach some sort of agreement where the Giants won't tag him next year, and I think that would be foolish again by the Giants, or whether he's trying to prove to the Giants, hey, now you got to pay me. Again, maybe that's a little foolish if they're not paying him now. Look, I'm healthy again. He's got to stay on the field and stay healthy and be a good running back, and that's a good thing for the Giants, that they're going to have to get that kind of Saquon Barkley. And if Saquon Barkley happens to get hurt again, sadly for him, miss a bunch of games again like he has in his career in the past, well, then Joe Shane looks even smarter, because then he didn't go give him the long-term deal. So that's what ultimately I think is celebratory about today. Now, look, you don't want a disgruntled player. You don't want an upset player, but the Giants still made sure they locked up their quarterback. They still signed Dexter Lawrence. They're going to take care of Andrew Thomas. They're likely going to take care of Xavier McKinney, and they're sending a message. Look, Saquon, it is this regime didn't draft you second overall. They are grateful for everything you brought to the table last season, but they don't owe you a damn thing, because the Giant organization has been here before too. Does anybody remember Tiki Barber? Again, colleague now of mine, retiring after 2006, and everybody goes, oh, the Giants are doomed. What are they going to do about Tiki? They won a Super Bowl the next year with a fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick running the ball. Remember when the Chiefs and losing Kareem Hunt and his legal issues was a major deal? I mean, they never looked back and thought twice. The truth is, it seems very hard to envision a football team with a really awesome running back being successful without said running back. And within a year or two, if you're building things the right way and you have competence in the front office, which the Giants seemingly do, competence at head coach, which the Giants seemingly do, you should end up turning out all right. A lot of the pushback on anybody saying that the Giants should, in fact, have given Saquon more money because, quote, where would the Giants have been last year without Saquon? Maybe, and some of you listening right now, maybe somebody who has that take, one of the dumbest things I've heard, because think about what you're saying. What have we been taught from NFL free agency, more so, I think, than any other sport? When entering free agency, you want to pay a player for what you think they are about to become, not what they already have done. which is why Daniel Jones did get paid. Now, they could be completely wrong on that, but they believe that Daniel Jones now footing under him is what he's about to become at the quarterback position they paid him for. Unfortunately, the lifespan of running backs is not the same as quarterbacks. And Saquon's been a mixed bag of absolute brilliance, big plays, home run ability, powering through that two-point conversion on opening day last year. But some injuries, some midseason lulls have existed for Saquon Barkley. And if you want to pay him for the good that he's already done, well, what are you paying? You have to think about what you're going to pay him for what he's about to become. And is there a chance that Saquon Barkley's best year of football is this year in 2023? Sure there is. But is it more likely than not from 2024, 2025, which is probably those two other years you're going to have, Saquon's career, while still maybe being good, starts to tick down a little bit? Yeah, because now we're talking about years, what, 7 and 8 of a running back? That's natural. That's what happens. So I can't kick and scream about this, about not giving him a long-term deal. This is playing it the right way. Yes, the Giants maybe aren't a playoff team without Saquon Barkley last year. Maybe the Giants can't be a playoff team without Saquon this year. Maybe, maybe not. But this isn't just about this year, because guess what? They have him under a tag for this year. This is about 24 and this is about 25 when thinking about what the Giants would have to do to keep him long term. And I firmly believe this, and I don't think this is crazy. I don't think this is idiotic. If the Giants, the New York Giants, who are already in this offseason, have added the likes of Darren Waller, added a new center, hope that Evan Neal takes the right step here at right guard, brought in Paris Campbell, okay, drafted Jalen Hyatt. They already sprinkled the offense is far from complete, but sprinkled upgrades all over the place. If now we get past this year in 2023 and 2024, a year from now, we think the Giants absolutely need Saquon Barkley to be a playoff team, then I think Joe Shane has now failed as a general manager. And that has nothing to do with signing or not signing Saquon. It has everything to do with not building the right roster around him. This Giant team should be taking one giant step towards not needing the workhorse running back, because that is the way you should build NFL teams. I mean, the Eagles let Miles Sanders walk out the door like it was nothing this offseason. They have no problem keeping that machine going with the run game they have. The Chiefs, I know it's Patrick Mahomes, terrible to compare. I understand that. Isaiah Pacheco now as the seventh round running back. Running backs are the type of player you could find. They just are. You form running backs by committee. So is it nice to have a good one? Yeah. Did the Titans go win a Super Bowl with Derrick Henry? No. In fact, the last leading rusher in the NFL to win a Super Bowl that same year, Emmitt Smith and the Cowboys over the Bills. Yeah. It's been that long. So not to say you can't win with a really good running back. Of course you can, but the running back can't be the end-all, be-all to your roster. It's been 30 years since that's been the case, and winning a Lombardi trophy. So the Giants should be building a team now where the likes of Saquon Barkley are not necessarily a necessity, but instead a luxury, a nice luxury to have in 2024 and 2025, which are the real important years because, again, he's going to play in 2023. It's almost impossible to envision a scenario where he will not play. So in the end, it is what it is, like Saquon said. And I am sure that you will get a lot of Giant fans, all tight butt-cheeked, let's call it, thinking about August, and you're going to read reports, Saquon really may hold out. He really may not play versus Dallas. We've seen this song and dance with other players. Jeez, we saw a stray hand ahead of 07, too. Saquon Barkley is going to show up the moment camp ends. He's going to rev up. You've seen him working out nonstop, the squat videos, throwing with Daniel Jones. He can't get fined if he misses training camp. He's going to sign that tender. He's going to be out there week one versus Dallas. And by the way, that may oddly be a beneficial thing to the Giants. And in the meantime, guess what that allows when training camp rolls around? Reps. Forget Matt Breida. How about the kid from Oklahoma they draft this year? How about Jay Sean Corbin from Florida State? By the way, I felt like Francesa, the kid from Oklahoma. He's slipping my mind. The guy they got in the fifth round, running back. Let those guys get serious reps. Gary Brightwell, find out what you have in camp. That may benefit the team more, because I got news for you. The odds are this team is playing games without Saquon Barkley this year eventually, because nicked up injuries happen. They have throughout Saquon's career. Even last year. Remember the Packer game when Saquon has to come out of the game? Eric Gray, thank you, James, is the running back. When In London, when Saquon got hurt, and this Daniel Jones dragging the corpse of Marcus Johnson down the field at receiver, leading the Giants to a victory. So, and Saquon hit a lull midway through the year, and then he revved it up again late, and he was brilliant when he was brilliant. But this Giant team should continue to build a way where they don't need Saquon Barkley. It's just nice to have Saquon Barkley. And that's exactly why today's a good day, that Saquon's going to be there. Don't kid yourself. He will be there for that 1 year, $10 million. And in the end, 2024, who knows? 2025, who knows? But the Giants should be in an even healthier situation next summer, where you really feel good about the direction of the organization and not needing a Saquon Barkley. And oh, by the way, does anybody think the market is going to change next year? That suddenly there's going to be this renaissance and all these running backs are going to start to get paid next year? I think this is just the beginning. Wrong place, wrong time if you're Saquon to be a free agent, but it is what it is. That's the quote of the day, because that's exactly what Saquon has had to say. All right, a little bit of a shorter pod today, but that's fine. That's just touching all the notes here. It's just me, no co-host here. We're going to get Paul revved up. Maybe we'll get Paul to talk to him over the next 2 weeks, and we can bring him back. Again, next week, we're going to come back. The new show in the afternoons will launch. Evan and Tiki, I will be with them, and we will start training camp shows. Do some camp battles next week and look at the training camp and then get this thing full throttle. And look, we'll continue to monitor. You can tweet at me at Sean Marsh. We're going to continue this discussion on Saquon Barkley, have a little give and take, have a little back and forth. Let's have fun with it. Again, you can download and subscribe One Giant Step everywhere podcasts are available and free on the Odyssey app. And follow me on Twitter at Sean Marsh. Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag. Breathe, Giant fans. This is a good day. One Giant Step everywhere podcasts are available. Take care.